sorry, Mom. It's not a face.
Rose, this is the song timing every podcast so we don't go a second over.
How long are they always?
I checked this one. The last one we did was well
she
over.
She got caught up in the moment.
Oh. What is the dream length? Is it 33 minutes?
Dream length is, I'd say 34 minutes.
Nice. 34 minutes.
Yeah. 34 minutes.
Then we regularly do an hour.
Yeah, time and time again.
I just want to say thank you to Rose for bringing mint slice biscuits tonight.
Oh my god, huge offer for my on my part. Bought them at Warehouse Stationery for $4. I thought that was a bargain.
Biscuits at Warehouse Stationery.
Yeah. Yes, the Warehouse Stationery. You know how they were an aisle for all office supplies of the big tins of Macona and Milo and you know.
This is an office biscuit.
Yeah, but interestingly, it's quite a soft biscuit. You need to keep it in the fridge sometimes.
Chris, you can't see it in real life, but I was nodding in agreement with Chris.
I was like, trying to draw it out of you. Like, I need Alice to validate this warm take of mine. What's interesting about this mint slice is that it's a double packet, which is quite weird.
Do you reckon everyone knows, both of our listenerships know that we're all friends?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because we constantly say, my flatmate Alice.
Oh, yeah.
And I always say,
but that doesn't imply that we're friends, just that we live together due to financial obligation.
Yeah. And I think that's a good understanding of our relationship.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. We're doing this split bill podcast out of financial obligation. We're trying to get some of your sponsorship money that we don't have.
We don't have any sponsorship.
Oh, shit. Do you know what? I'm starting to think it's the network.
Okay, here we go. Let's get some sponsors right now. Who wouldn't want a sponsor for
Hot Young?
Okay,
what would be
the
crossover sponsor for
all of us?
Arnott's.
Mint Slice,
yes.
Baby.
Mint oh my slices. God, yes.
Imagine that. This podcast is brought to you by Mint Slices.
That would be so good.
Mint Slice, how embarrassing.
This is brought to you by Jeffathins. Oh, that's Griffin's ship.
Yeah, it's Griffin's. But what are the other
We've already
biscuit?
Lost the Arnott's.
This episode of The Boners of the Gays is brought to you by Crispies.
Crispies. Oh, we basically just did The Boners of the Gays. You missed it. We talked about all the women we'd want to have sex with.
You guys constantly talk about how you're going to talk about women that you would want to have sex with. And then you talk about it for maximum 3 minutes. And then you're like, but Hugh Dancy.
No. No, but honestly,
Hugh Dancy.
Hugh Dancy.
Yes.
Who's
Hugh Dancy?
This is the perfect summation of all
Who's
of our characters.
Hugh Dancy.
Who is Hugh Dancy?
He's married to Claire Danes. He's in Hannibal. He's in the fucking Jane Austen book club. He's in.
Was I would he say... in the movie with Maggie Gyllenhaal about the first vibrator? Or am I thinking?
Yes, he was.
Yeah.
What's that called?
Guys, here's a disciple.
Hysteria.
Gina Davis split from her partner this year.
What?
Isn't that so
really?
Sad?
They've been together for like
17 years.
Oh my god.
It's really sad. And I saw pictures of them. Okay, so you know I love the Daily Mail. And I hate them.
Hell.
I know.
Such a disgusting website.
I know.
Are they sponsoring you?
How you read it. When I look at that page, my eyes cross.
Here's what you have to do. Going to be in a Daily Mail article, I reckon.
Don't you dare. That would be so insulting to me.
I would love that.
You're right.
Yeah, he'd love it. I'd print it out, put it on the wall.
No, I don't want my obituary in the Daily Mail. I want photos of my funeral.
Oh, yes. Oh, everyone's sad outside your funeral.
Yes.
Yeah,
like you guys
photos.
All leaving it.
With all dark, really? Dark glasses.
Yeah, leaving
yeah,
leaving
Chris Parker dipped
through.
Out. Dipped out for a pint.
I was thirsty.
The funeral was offensive. There was a big walkout.
Yeah.
An edgy joke.
Yeah. They played some of my material.
What song are you going down the aisle in your coffin at your funeral?
Ed Sheeran's Small Bump.
Ed Sheeran's Small Bump?
Yeah. It's his accidentally pro-life song.
Is it?
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Wow, beautiful.
No, I'll go down probably to like Fakari Amai.
Oh my god, I heard that the other day and I got goosebumps.
Fakari Amai.
Yeah, so beautiful.
Yeah, beautiful.
That's beautiful song.
Okay, so the Daily Mail.
Rose, are you thinking about Alice's funeral right now?
No.
Oh.
I will not be attending.
No, you'll be dead.
No, you absolutely will die before me.
Are you literally out of your mind?
You're That's older huge. Than me.
What order do you
I
reckon?
I know I'm older than you, but you're not That's dying of old age. Someone's going to kill
no,
you.
Okay. No. In that instance, yes, I will accept that someone will either kill me or I will die of old age, which will be, and then you'll be the first to die.
Can I be honest with you? Can I be honest with you just for a moment? And okay. I want you two to chip in on this as well.
Always.
Am I at my physical peak right now? No, I am not. But, but hear me out.
I don't want to chip in on this.
No, this feels like a trap.
No. Hear me out. I have more of an affinity for physical exercise
than I do.
Than Rose does.
Yeah, but it has nothing to do with older.
Hey, let me finish. And I genuinely believe I'm on an upswing. Where rigorous exercise and muscle building will become a part of my daily routine.
When?
And
what?
I don't know, in the next year or so.
Okay, I'll ask
and
you this.
And it will never happen.
No. I will ask you this. I am one Marvel superhero role away from getting into peak physical condition.
I feel like I'm at my nan's house. You're both my nans, like on these big couch chairs.
Wait, no, you know what's going to happen? Me and Alice are going to die at exactly the same time.
Yes.
How we
not of heartbreak, of competition.
Yeah. Oh, we're playing chicken with some convertibles. Like Thelma and Louise, but like a competition rather than an act of love.
We'll be like, who will pull out?
Yeah.
You're both going to be fighting about who's going to exercise more, and then you're going to start your first exercise class and both immediately
dive
a heart
attack. Yes. Yeah. God, you're so right.
So what were you saying about
Gina
Davis?
Daily Mail. So yeah, on the Daily Mail, I saw photos and the headline was like, Gina Davis has tense discussion with soon-to-be ex-husband. And I was like, do not click on that rubbish. Yeah. And then I clicked on it. And the photos did make me so sad.
Oh, yeah. Alice. Do you guys reckon that you'll go through a divorce in your life?
Statistically?
No. I was statistically, yes. But I don't think so.
I'm not getting married.
I think I will.
I'm officiating.
Mm.
Your marriage. Or your dog ceremony.
Oh, yeah. Could kill the dog.
Yeah, I'll kill the dog.
I love how Chris just said, oh, yeah, in a way that was like, it's like, oh, yeah, you've
said you
that.
Are you keeping
You're
it private? Because we can cut this out.
No.
But don't act like we haven't already spoken about this and you made basically a formal offer that I accepted.
Drunk at a wedding.
Are you legitimately...
Okay. Cool off. Alice.
She's just going
Alice
for
is firing up. She's fucking firing up. Stop it.
If you knew the conversation that we had, you would not be
I was
on
talking
his
about
side right
something
now.
Else. And you just want to fight.
I can't believe you've done
Oh my
this.
God, Alice.
No, what are you talking about?
About
are you
your
making
dog?
His dog ceremony a fucking about you
what
right
you
now? Oh my God. You're a piece of shit. You are a piece of shit right now.
Okay, fine.
Okay.
How many of your friends do you think would not come to your dog ceremony? Would receive an invitation to that and be like,
I've thought about this. I would say...
Count me out.
Are you serious? Whoa. You literally just got so upset. No, I know that's a joke and you're just being spiteful. I honestly think... This is not having a wedding, but taking my dog adoption as a big ceremony, as a big mark of an occasion.
Yeah.
I would say... My core group would turn up. Then there'd be a few hangers on who would kind of not take it as seriously and then get there and be like, we got the tone wrong.
Yeah. And not I reckon there'd be a lot of people who'd be like, oh, Chris has got this weird dog thing on Thursday.
Yes. And are we going to go? He's like, oh, I kind of got wet. And then they're like, see the photos and they're like, oh no. Shit, that was important.
Be people who will turn up who didn't realize it's the sort of thing you absolutely need an invite to.
Yes. And I'll be like, I haven't catered for you. And they're like, they're catering? And I was like, yes, I printed out invitations.
Will they be reception?
Send them in the... Yes.
Oh, yeah. Well, then they'll know. They'll know.
Yeah.
Can we wear white to it?
Yeah.
Just a
Do
question.
Do you wear white?
No.
I wouldn't wear white.
But I just kind of want to wear white. I don't know.
I'd wear a little...
white to a colour.
I wear a suit with shorts that has paw prints on it.
Actually, that's wearing what the dog's wearing.
Yeah,
so.
True. Sorry,
is the dog going to be wearing something?
A collar?
Yeah, I think a collar is tasteful.
Collar's classic. Yeah.
Classic. Beautiful, traditional.
Speaking of weddings.
Yeah.
Huge wedding has happened recently. the royal wedding.
Yes.
And it got us all thinking about weddings. Well, mm-hmm. not us all, but I was at a viewing party with my grandmother and my sister-in-law and a number of my family members who started. My sister-in-law asked me, she was like, what would you get, like, what was your wedding dress? And then I put up a picture of Jennifer Connelly in Labyrinth and I showed it to her as a kind of serious thing.
Yeah.
Like, so I was like, I want to look at that. And she was like, just, can you take it seriously? And she was like, give me a serious answer. And I was like, okay. But I was like, that is serious. But then I was like, oh, fuck, okay. But then I got another photo up. But it did get me thinking, because I was like, it got me thinking, I don't know if I'll get married. And if I do get married, maybe I'll get married to myself when I'm 30, on my 30th birthday.
Oh.
Well, that'll be beautiful.
Well, that's another thing. Like, you can make the ceremony really serious.
Yes.
It's like, all it is about your own personal investment into it, I think. And maybe money. Like, I think if you spend good money on the ceremony, people will your guests will take it more seriously as well.
Yeah.
One thing I liked about the royal wedding.
You must have been joking about the dress, though.
No, I like that hair is awesome.
Can I see the photo? The
scene
of
is so iconic.
Rose.
I love it.
Rose is like, you're being facetious.
I'm not being facetious. I love her hair. I love her hair in that.
The hair's amazing. The sleeves are too much.
This dress?
Yes.
Yes.
And you have to carry the, like, teddy bear.
I'm telling you right now.
Yes.
You turn up to a wedding dressed like this, I will object.
You're not invited, babe.
I am.
You aren't invited. You aren't invited, babe.
Would Alice be your maid of honour?
Maybe.
Seriously.
Okay, seriously. So that's the good thing about the royal wedding, is that no bridesmaids, which I fucking love.
That's great.
Yeah,
so
great.
So good.
That's great.
Maid of honour, up for grabs.
Are you kidding me right now?
Wow.
I think you are going to have so many offers to be a bridesmaid or maid of honour. And I think by the time it gets to my wedding, which will be, let's be realistic, when I'm 47, and it will be like, you know, oh, let's just give her a go. You know, like, oh,
you absolutely,
fine.
I'm going to retract what I said earlier. You cannot wear that wedding dress at 47.
No, I can't wear it at 47.
Oh, that
No.
So
if I'm getting married
sad.
At 47, I'll be wearing
suit.
A chic.
You'll be wearing
high clots.
No, because
and like just an easy singlet.
By the time I get to 47, I'll go
to my.
That's
okay, because your wife will be 22.
No. Well, that's true. She'll be young. If I'm 40, I'm fine 46. I will have a 22-year-old wife. But
Maria.
No. Don't. Oh my God! Imagine me in Italy,
you're
and I'll be there.
Like,
I'll be there.
Your vagina.
The
so talking about this.
Look at my hand.
Your knuckles are white.
I'll be there at the reception telling the other guests about how you're going through a midlife crisis.
You'll be like smoking.
Yeah, I'll be like,
and
this
everyone
is
be
a
like,
phase.
Did Alice want to marry Rose?
Yeah, everyone's going to be like, wow.
I'll be
like, you can't smoke at this wedding. You're like, smoking's cool again, Rose. It's the future. And I'm like, okay, cool.
Yeah. Like, I hope smoking gets a return season.
Yeah, man.
I love it. I love to smoke a long cigarette. At my wedding.
What, like with the holder?
Like
with the holder.
Thing.
I love
that'd
it. Be quite cool.
I'd like to smoke a short cigarette.
You
a
can.
Stump, like a roach.
That'd be quite cool.
I'd quite like to have a destination wedding. I don't know, though. But I did watch the trailer for the film Destination Wedding the other day. And
same.
What do you reckon it's going to be like?
I reckon it's a Woody Allen knockoff. That's so bad.
Yeah, but great because Woody Allen's not involved, so we can watch it.
Yes, exactly. And great because Winona Ryder is.
I'd rather watch Woody Allen.
Wow. Wow.
Wow.
You like Winona Ryder in it? She's cute.
I love her. I love
Keanu Reeves looks like he thinks he's in John Wick 3 and it's just got a different direction.
Winona Ryder might be one of my favourite actresses.
No, she's not.
Oh my God, Alice, you're so...
Even in the Adam Sandler movie, Mr. Deeds, she's fantastic.
She's literally... All she plays
is horny.
I'll
name my top three actresses.
Heather Graham is also another one of mine.
You're telling me top three, Winona Ryder, Heather Graham, and then there's one other place.
One other slot.
Lupita Nyong'o.
Yeah.
My top three actresses, Meryl Streep. And I don't care. I don't care that it's one of them all. There's a reason she's the best.
Julie and Julia 2 nights ago, and you made it 45 minutes in. That's
you
don't love her that much.
Oh my God.
I cried.
Oh my God. We talked about Julie and Julia on the last podcast, and she I was like, oh yeah, you know, Jane Lynch is a sister character. And she went, I can't remember that bit because you fuckhead, you obviously didn't watch past 45 minutes where you see her character
I
come
didn't
in.
Recently, in my most recent viewing of it.
She never has.
No, I have.
You remember Jane Lynch. One of my top three actresses.
Okay, so
Jane Lynch is no one's favorite actress.
Your top three actresses are locked in. They are Heather Graham,
Jane Lynch,
and Winona Ryder.
Don't act like you can't remember Winona's name. She's a phenomenal actress. She's
an icon. Stranger Things would be nothing if she wasn't there lifting it up.
Literally, so true.
Okay, absolutely.
Let's talk about the royal wedding.
Okay,
no,
great.
I didn't. You didn't get to top three.
Speaking of top three actresses, no. Meghan Markle.
Meghan Markle, that bitch.
Inspirational.
That fake bitch.
No. Yeah, Rose hates her.
No, I don't hate her.
No, Rose, honestly, no one's listening to
her. No,
us.
I just think she's fake. I think she's a snake, but I don't hate her. I think she's fake.
I don't really trust actors.
Yeah.
Part of me is like, she's like, I'm living the role of my lifetime.
Yeah.
Yes. I don't trust anyone that wants to marry a royal, to be honest. Mm. Or royals.
This is the interesting thing, though. So, in defense of her, I think I don't trust actors in terms of true love, because they get to be horny for a living and they get to kiss and basically simulate fucking lots of the time. Depending on who you are, character actors get less of an opportunity to do this. But if you're hot and you're an actor,
and they're even more.
Can I
interject?
Yeah. Hey, stop. Stop. Okay, let me talk. Okay, but
it's fun to watch.
Meghan Markle.
It's
she
nice
has
to
give
other people witness.
She's giving up a life of that acting. So
that's what I was gonna say.
So, you know, she is. It might be love in the sense that she can't live both lives.
Or does she think she's playing the role of her lifetime, so she's not really giving up acting? Like this is her greatest acting challenge.
But she's never going to win an Oscar for this.
She might.
Chris.
Oh my God, really?
You're making some wild claims.
The best supporting actress, Meghan Markle.
Meghan Markle.
Wow, whatever is her last name?
Markle. Markle, like as sparkle, but Markle.
I don't trust anyone who marries a royal, and I don't trust the royals, so let's just say that. I'll say that much.
I thought, who's the Queen's husband?
This is Philip. Like your drunk aunt.
Philip.
Yeah,
Philip.
I think Philip's a bad man,
but hot. Yeah, because you watched The Crown and you went Google pictures of him and you're like, no. And that's so true because he was hot.
He's hot in
he
The
looks
Crown.
Like a corpse now.
Yeah.
But
he looks like the oldest man in the world.
Terrible.
Yeah.
He looks like he's on death's door.
He probably is.
Ooh. He is.
Can you imagine what's keeping the Queen alive? Like what they put in her to keep her alive?
The fact that she's had a whole life of relaxation, probably.
she's had a busy schedule.
Honestly, the fact that you say
schedule.
That shows just how ignorant
and
you
how
are.
And how little
about.
Of The Crown you have watched.
Watched.
Because
the, Crown.
The Queen is non-stop busy and all she does is serve the people.
She does. So true.
She was anointed by God.
Yeah.
She has a job and a duty to do.
Yeah. Do you think Prince Harry's hot? I did, but I was shocked to find that he is losing his hair in the wedding. I was like, finasteride is a very easy drug to get.
Yeah, it is wild to me that he hasn't kind of counteracted the effects of that. Because he
what, William or
no, Harry?
No, not
Harry's
William
not,
so
Harry's
much.
Not really losing it.
Yes, oh my God,
he
Rose,
was.
You have
he was.
You were not watching
you have
close
dick
enough.
Blindness if you don't think
but
that he's losing his
he's got
hair.
A beard, though.
His beard was interesting.
Yeah, but often
all
bald
the
men
same
do
length. Length. It's almost like he put guard on his face or something and then trimmed all the...
Yeah.
Like there was not a single hair longer than a centimetre.
But isn't that how beards should be?
I think it looked
clean?
Not natural. It looked like it was stuck on his face.
Right.
Really?
Yeah, but I think Jonathan Van Ness from Queer Eye, he has a very, like, his beard is all the same length.
Mm. You know my number one pet peeve, which I don't think Harry did, is a straight line along the bottom of the chin.
Oh, yuck.
Oh, it's so bad.
Yeah.
Like Karamo from Queer Eye.
No, he wouldn't.
Karamo
he doesn't.
Does it.
No, but Harry doesn't have a good jawline, so why would he attract.
Harry does have a good jawline. Are you literally out of your mind?
I think he doesn't.
What do you do? Have a crush on him or something?
What is he, your boyfriend?
Yeah, what do you love his jawline and marry his jawline?
Okay, oh, here's a fun hypothetical.
Gosh, he's all in hypothetical at the moment. Okay, go on. I love it. I do love it.
Okay. Whoa! Oh,
what are you looking
my sister
at?
Did a cool painting.
Oh, that's nice.
Is that you?
Yeah, my mom just texted me to that.
See, now, in our
on your phone,
in our
Eli?
Podcast, in our podcast, we don't usually do that kind of stuff.
No, Eli doesn't do that anyway. I'm embarrassed that he did that. You are. We are recording. And you checked a text.
You were like a mum.
I am like a mum who's embarrassed.
Yeah, embarrassed for a kid going for like some bickies at someone else's house.
Yes.
You're having words. You know what else is rude? Not reading your mum's text when she texts you.
No,
that's not rude.
Put your phone away.
Yeah, your mum would understand
that's
that.
It's like number one podcast etiquette.
Yeah,
Alice,
so true. That's true.
What are you looking up on your phone?
I'm looking at photos of Harry.
Oh my God, and you're not interjecting with anything, like bringing anything to the table? Or are you just looking at them and perving on them?
Nah, because I was just trying to check out his jawline.
Yeah, I'm telling. And she realized that she's wrong and she's not talking.
Yeah, she is.
I haven't that at all. In fact, quite the opposite. And this was a young photo of him, sure, but check out his jawline.
How old is he?
He's literally 14 in that
photo.
He's
so young there.
Alice, you're an idiot.
And that flash on that is like Terry Richardson.
Oh my God.
Yeah. I had to find a black and white photo of him at 14 to prove that.
No, wow. I didn't. Here's just a photo of him recently. His jawline is absolutely acceptable.
It's good. I think it's fine.
Who out of all the Royals would you marry?
Harry.
He's married.
Oh.
Harry.
Oh, okay. It's a little thing about our podcast. Marriage isn't an obstacle.
Oh, you're gonna be the other one. Nice.
Yeah. Look at his jawline there.
Okay, this is not a good medium for fucking a podcast, right?
Do you reckon he'd just be furry all over? I imagine he'd be furry all over.
I think he'd have some chest.
Soft hair.
Yeah.
I reckon William.
I think he's bad at sex.
What, Harry is?
Yeah.
No.
I reckon he smells of beer.
What? Really?
Yeah.
You're wild. I reckon he smells like four different perfumes.
Can I be honest with you?
Do you think Prince William has gone down on Kate Middleton?
Yes, absolutely. Really? I reckon William is way better at sex than I don't think that's what people are expecting.
Yeah.
But I think it's absolutely true.
Harry would be like, oh, and then just be like over really quick.
Prince William made a deal with it.
Want a cigarette?
Prince Will would like softly kiss up your legs.
Prince William.
Oh, he would softly kiss up your legs. Yes, he would.
He's constantly making up for his baldness.
No, he made a deal with the devil. And the devil came and it's going to come for Harry as well. Shortly after his marriage.
He made a deal with the devil.
And the devil said, you can have your hair or. And be really bad at sex, or you can lose your hair and be amazing and make your wife come every time.
Let's make this question up to the group.
Yeah, that's such a good question.
Would you rather?
Yeah. Can I lose the hair out of my pussy?
That'd be really convenient.
What's that? You lose the hair out of your pussy and you can make your wife come.
No. You can. You lose the hair out of your head.
No, I think it's such a different thing for women and men, though. Women and men about hair loss. So I think we need to have a different equivalent. Wrinkles or something? Like, really bad wrinkles.
Neck.
What about this? You can be really skinny. You can have a great body. Mm-hmm. Or...
whatever body you want,
Regular body, but amazing at sex. Great body, bad at sex. Regular body, amazing.
What
at
a
sex.
Silly question. Of course, regular body, amazing at sex.
And to be honest, most people.
I've got great body.
AKA what I've got now.
Yes.
Rose has definitely told me that she is a sex witch on multiple occasions
recently. I'm a sex witch. Yeah.
She's so good at sex that she ruins it for guys.
I ruin it for other girls after me.
You're literally clapping yourself right now.
Oh, it's so true though.
So really, you'd go be great at sex, average body.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
what about this? No, I won't ask it. It's too dark.
Ask it.
No.
I've had sex with people who have great bodies and are bad at sex. Yeah. And you know what I thought afterwards?
Still with it.
No. Still with it. Nah, you gotta have that spark.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Oh, hey, do you know what we watched the other night?
It's always fun to touch a nice thing. Carry on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like you go to a museum and you touch like an amethyst.
Yeah.
Is it also like this when you go to a museum and you see a nice painting and you're like, wow, that's beautiful, but then you only appreciate it and it's like first instance and you get nothing else
You don't get to touch the painting.
Okay, well, at this museum...
What kind of shit show museum are you running?
It's MoMA.
You should not be touching
Come
things at MoMA.
Touch the Mona Lisa.
I think I also will say that I reckon buff people have their bodies feel cold. you know?
Oh, really?
That's so interesting.
Wait, like temperature-wise?
Well, like, they've just got, like, thin skin.
I think it's the hardness.
The hardness.
Yeah, I think so. Oh, actually, and Rose, have you seen that movie? Oh, yes, you have seen it. Did we all watch it together the other day?
What
Eli, were you the only person not there?
What did I not watch?
You and me? No.
Me before you.
Me before you. Oh, I have seen Me Before You. Didn't a bunch of us go to gold class?
We did. We watched it again the other day. Question. Do you think they had sex or not?
Yes.
You read the book, though. You should know.
I can't remember.
You know, I literally cannot remember a single thing.
I reckon she sat on his face.
No, I don't think he did.
We talked about that. He would have absolutely died.
No, but the thing is, also, it would have maybe hurt. Yeah, we're talking about, like, no, the thing is, she
What about when she was coming and she, like, lost control for a bit?
Yeah. And she, like, fell on him a bit. And he's like, bah!
And she's like, sorry.
Sorry. Oh, he's like,
God,
how much
eyebrow acting does she do in there?
She's a bad actor.
A truly bad actress.
She's going to kill the Han Solo movie already.
I've seen that movie's terrible by the sounds
of how bad she was. Because I thought she was okay in Game of Thrones. And then I was like, it's just the wig.
It's just the wig.
Absolutely, just the wig.
And before we move on, and I hate to segue us back into something, but how hot was the cellist at the royal wedding?
Oh, so hot that my boyfriend... Oh,
I know he's 19, but is that okay?
It's fine.
I followed him on Instagram, so I hope so.
Did he have shirtless photos of him and his cello?
No,
he's a very good boy.
I was cooking my boyfriend breakfast, and then the cellist came on. We were having a conversation, and he literally just stopped talking.
Wow, you should break up with him.
Your boyfriend?
Yeah, this is an official breakup, right?
Wow. What do you mean
he stopped talking?
As in he couldn't hold a conversation with me because he was so captivated by the chalice at the royal wedding.
All I can think is what you were cooking for breakfast. Was it eggs?
Yeah, two eggs and then chia butter buns, which I toasted, and then mushrooms, which I cooked with butter and Marmite.
Fuck, when you just said that about eggs, I immediately got sad about the fact that I'm having soup for tea.
Oh, I hate soup.
No, it's yum.
Oh, nah, soup is not dinner.
I cannot go on the record for saying that, Alice.
The good thing is we'll never listen to
this. She never listens to this podcast. She's making carrot soup.
Fuck that.
For dinner. I'm buying a steak on the way.
I'm buying a steak. I was like thinking about this the other day. Like, this is the best thing about being an adult. I was like, I can just refuse soup.
Oh, fuck.
I can just refuse it. I'd be like, no, I don't want
soup. Have you ever seen someone at a buffet get soup?
Never.
I have, and it's old people.
Do you know what I have? As a starter, sure. It's something to warm up my stomach towards an actual meal.
I disagree with you, and I'm with Eli on this one. I think soup is a thing in winter months. I would have soup. No, I would have soup. Because also when you got a big family, you were from a big family. Did you never have soup together?
A big pot of spicy Thai pumpkin soup?
No.
Or like curry kumara soup?
You know what I like about French? Soup? Bread.
Do you know what we had? Banana chicken.
I fucking love bread.
What's banana chicken?
Well, my mum just was always obsessed with putting like whatever fruit was about to rot. That's she didn't want to waste disgusting. It. So she'd always cook it with all of like the dinner. So we would always have like chicken with like banana or peach or like all
Heck.
Sorts of weird
That's
shit.
That's disgusting.
Wow, that is my mother you're talking about.
Yeah, and I will go on record for saying that.
She listens to this.
I think so.
Does she?
Yeah.
Does she?
I should watch my language.
Jesus.
Shout out to you.
We all got really scared.
Do you guys want to know a fact?
She loves you, Chris. You're fine.
What does she
Eli, get? I don't know if she remembers you.
We've met quite a few times.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, that's fine. Do you want to know? So I looked up a fact of the gay, because we do that on our podcast. It's about the royal family.
Ooh.
You know King James, how he's gay.
No.
Always rumoured to be gay. King
Which
James,
one is he?
Which one's
he was
he?
Right after Elizabeth. He's the son of Mary, Queen of Scots.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah.
And because, of course, Elizabeth didn't have any sons, so he became king. And then he had, like, he married this woman called Anne of something, and they had seven kids. But then he had multiple favourites throughout his relationships. And then there's this
multiple
guy called...
what?
Favourites. A.K.A.
Young boy.
I mean, he was boning. And then there's a guy called George Villa, who was his particular favourite, who kept giving promotions. And then in 2004, they were clearing out the house that he lived in, and they found a secret passageway between their bedrooms.
Whoa.
Secret That's passageway lovely. Is incredible. Because secret passageway, shows that... you had to like engage like architect. You had
exactly.
to engage
someone
to
employ
someone else.
You had to employ.
Excuse me. What's
someone?
This, what's
it's like
the store? Don't ask any questions.
The lengths at which you had to go to show, you know, to
it's
facilitate
when you're like,
that.
This is random hallway, and then we screwed like a bookshelf over.
Oh.
realize what you've built.
Imagine, yeah, secret hallways. Who a place that didn't know that they're doing secret hallways. Yeah.
God, I'd love a secret room behind a bookshelf.
What would that room have in it?
Always a murder.
A TV and a couch.
Wow. And the other room is a TV and a couch, and you go into another room with a decoy TV and couch.
It was like, where's Alice? He's like, I think she's out. And then you're just watching a different program.
Yeah, you're just in the lounge. You're in essentially the lounge, but you don't want anyone else there.
That's, yes, that's exactly it.
As a kid, I really wanted, like, you could crawl to the end of your bed and go down a chute. And then you'd go into this, like, land of pillows and stuff. And then I was like, that literally would be a jizz room as like a teenage boy. And it would be like this.
And also, how would you get out?
Climbing out the chute.
I love you just like hands and feet slipping on this metal chute. Like
having just wanked.
Oh, do you know what you do? You'd use your jizz as like a...
as a glue, as a Spider-Man glue.
Yeah.
And you'd be like, I need a rope ladder.
And your mom's like, Chris, what are you doing down there?
And I'm like, it's not so far away.
You enjoying the land of pillows?
Fuck you. Don't mock my land of pillows.
No, I wanted a trampoline, but in the floor.
Yeah, that's,
you know what I mean?
That's
like,
cool.
Yes. I also wanted water slides going, like, specifically the ones like at Hamner with like the rocks around the sides of them. I knew how to decorate them.
Or just a normal slide next to the stairs.
Yeah.
I once collected.
We used to do a lot of sliding down our stairs on sponge mattresses.
Oh, we used to put sleeping bags on and do that.
Yes, it was so much fun. And we would always get fucked up.
Do you know, on the subject of trampolines, when I was a teenager and I was trying to be cool about sex, I remember saying to everyone, I was like, how cool would it be to have sex on a trampoline?
It kind of be okay.
I think it'd be fine. Bad.
It could be okay, but I think it would... You know how, like, sometimes it's really hard to double bounce or something on a trampoline?
Yes.
You go, like, out of rhythm.
It's like fucking in a shower.
Oh, wait, hold on, wait. Yeah. There we go. Bounce together.
Yeah.
You're right.
It would fuck up your, like... Because you know how, like, if you're mounting, you kind of need to have like a A-frame.
Yeah.
But because the...
quite slippery.
Because the trampoline surface is stretchy, I think it would fuck up your A-frame.
It would be...
You could put your hands on... I think you'd be all right.
On their shoulders?
On the springs and get some electric shocks.
On the, like, made it like the outside of it.
But they don't make them like that these days.
Yeah, they're spring free.
They're spring free.
Guys, remember how fucked it was?
That's fucked, that's PC gone, man.
Remember how fucked it was when you'd jump on the trampoline and then your foot would fall through the hole? And that was like literally like the worst thing that could ever happen to you as a kid.
How good was putting a sprinkler underneath the trampoline, though?
Sick.
Didn't do that. I didn't have a trampoline, but I went to friends' trampolines, so...
That's good. That qualifies you to continue this conversation.
And I fucked on every one of them. Never my own. Sex witch.
Before we wrap up, should we do predictions for the royal marriage?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Divorce.
And how many years ahead?
How many years we think they'll last? And what we think high of their marriage will be and the low of their marriage will be.
Where's their honeymoon? Have they decided?
They're going all around the Commonwealth countries.
Are they coming to New Zealand?
Yes.
I don't think I'll turn up. I'm not interested.
I don't think anyone's asking you to.
It might be cool to see Meghan Markle.
No, Chris, you're in charge of the sign for Meghan Markle.
Suits.
You've never watched Suits.
How buzzy is it to see? No, I haven't. The cast of Suits at the wedding.
I know. It's fucked.
To some actors, you're like, you're all right. But not amazing.
It's
wonderful.
There's like more famous actors you'd invite.
There was a lot of people that shouldn't have been there.
Like George Clooney probably had to talk to some members of the cast of Suits. And you're like, that's weird.
And he's like, I don't really watch it.
Amal got the invitation, to be honest.
Oh. I reckon Amal got the invitation as well.
Amal and a plus one.
Yeah.
Amal. I thought he was saying that because George Clooney is an actor.
Amal brought her husband.
There we go. Nice one.
It was so cool.
It was so cool.
I think the high of their marriage is genuinely going to be their first child. I think they're going to be really happy after their first child.
Mm.
And the low of their marriage is when Harry finds out that Meghan is a snake.
That Meghan is what?
Meghan is a snake.
Wow. And years? How long will it last?
Who's going to tell him?
After two kids. And
two kids.
She's going to tell him.
I'm a snake.
No. She's going to be like, this was all a sham.
Oh.
I wanted an Oscar.
Yeah.
Does she or he keep the kids?
Well, they both have the kids.
She keeps the kids.
What do you mean keep the kids? They both have the kids. If they... if they divorce,
keeps the kids. What about she goes back to LA?
Yeah, like she wants to go back to LA.
This is your prediction. This is your prediction.
No, mine's over. What's yours?
I reckon she drinks a mocha.
So that's the high.
Yeah. No, that's accurate. I reckon
that kind of woman.
Oh, you mean person. She drinks a mocha as a drink?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. I'm always shocked when someone orders a mocha, and my opinion of them drops significantly.
I nearly ordered a mocha in Wellington just because I wanted a hot chocolate and a coffee at the same time.
Sometimes I do it to stop myself from getting a treat.
Yeah. But then I changed at the last minute because I was so embarrassed.
Yeah.
It's truly awful.
I think you should be. My sister orders a mocha and I hope she hears this. It's time to stop.
It's time's up.
Time's up.
Time's up, mocha.
Time's up, mocha.
Wow.
I want to say that I think Harry and Meghan Markle's first child is going to be a drug addict and a pop star in that order.
Ooh.
First drug addict and then
first
pop star.
It's usually the other way around.
Yeah.
Right. Do you remember Charlotte Church? Anyway.
I only said Charlotte Church as if it was a church, not Charlotte Church. Like, Charlotte Church?
Charlotte Church.
I loved her pop career, the song Crazy Chick. Do you remember that one?
No.
You're driving me to insanity.
Yes.
It's very problematic.
Yeah, right.
Why? Because of the use of the word
insanity.
She's like,
I just can't help myself. I need professional help. She's like using mental illness as a metaphor for just love.
Love it.
Good hook though.
Catchy, but not catchy enough.
She's someone who's cut her hair short and dyed it red. And that's always a big mistake.
Does she do that?
I feel like
she
did.
Do you remember that crazy period of time when Jennifer Lawrence got a short haircut?
A pixie haircut, yeah. Was that like Oscar buzz time?
Yes, but like even before the like pixie cut, she did like a very like Kate plus 8 cut. Do you know Kate?
Oh yeah,
like kind of like with like a like.
That says it all.
This is why this works so well.
Yeah,
like where it's short all over, but with like a fringe.
It was so bad.
Chris, what is your prediction?
A highlight trip to the Gold Coast.
Yeah, absolutely.
And
get a photo with a koala.
Get a photo of Dream World, Movie World, went wild.
Yeah.
And they're into Dracula's. It was sick.
Imagine working at Dracula's and serving them lit.
Dracula's is closed.
What?
I don't even know what that is, but yeah, go on.
Here's my impression of somebody at Dracula's serving the royal couple. Okay.
She likes these impressions now. She's into these impressions of the podcast. I don't know about them. Come on.
Okay. Prince Harry and Meghan, I want to suck your blood, but I'll get you something off the menu.
Well, I was going to be like, weirdly, mine is a James Bond reference. Shake and not stir.
I like that.
Okay. James Bond has nothing to drink with. Low light would be the impending, like, both kids are just complete fuck-ups. And they're like, they don't get divorced, but they're just like, where did we go so wrong? Like, it's like, I wish we never dragged them into this.
Yeah. I reckon they'll stay together forever.
Yeah.
I reckon, I do think that. I think the low light is going to be watching Meghan Markle get a British accent.
Yes.
And I think that's going to happen over the next 10 years. And I think by year 10, she's full Brit.
Bring, bring.
I'm sorry, guys. I left the phone on.
Do we have time?
Sorry. Hello, Alice speaking. You've reached a crossover podcast.
It's on speaker.
It's on live.
It's Rose here. Hello.
Oh, my God. Hello?
Hi, this is Meghan Markle.
Oh my god!
Hi, guys. From Suits, yeah.
Princess of Essex?
Yeah, Sussex.
Duchess of Sussex.
Wow, Meghan, oh my god, this is amazing called.
I just heard that you guys were talking about me, and I just wanted to say that I'm not a snake. I see a lot of people are reacting negatively to my my hair in the wedding.
Yeah, you had a single hair out of place, and honestly, the world is fucking not here.
And perhaps my intentions are not clear enough, but I love Harry, and I think
Harry.
His name's Harry.
Harry.
No, not Harry Potter. Not it's Harry. Just Harry.
Sorry, Harry. It's just so hard being an American in London.
No, just say Harry.
Just say Harry. Just say
Harry.
No, Harry.
Harry.
You just know. Went full Harry there. Yeah.
Harry, hey, Megan, Prince I have a Harry. Question I want to ask
Please
you.
Please shoot. I have so much time for this podcast.
Do you listen to both of our podcasts? Or?
I don't really want to say because I don't want to hurt anyone's feelings.
She just listened to Bonus.
How was filming Suits?
Suits was the most amazing experience of my life. And I love my cast, the cast and crew, the whole crew. Everyone down to the people who work in catering and makeup. It's just they're friends for life. And they were all in bed. Oh, God. That's a really weird thing. Is are we going to have? Yeah, sorry.
How many phones do we
have? I don't know if we have many phone lines. Sorry, Megan, can we put you on hold for just a second?
This is our absolutely house fine. Line, but I can get that.
Okay, we're going to put you on hold, Megan. All right.
Hello.
Yeah, hey, g'day here. My name's Steve, and I've been listening live. A huge fan of both of the podcasts.
Again, weirdly, this podcast isn't live.
Neither of our podcasts are live. Neither
Male Gaze isn't live.
Just, I'm just listening to you as you.
Male Gaze actually don't put out episodes.
Yeah. No. Anyway, so I'm just a huge fan of
this. We don't even really have a podcast.
Well, listen, it's Steve here. And I actually worked as a gaffer. On Suits.
Wow, Steve.
And I was listening
in
to and I was listening to
Kiwi in LA.
Yeah, Kiwi in LA. You may have seen the short form doco about me on NZ On Demand.
Oh.
Anyway, I'm just ringing up because I actually, Megan's actually, she's actually not a good source.
Oh, actually, we've got Megan on the line here. So should we put Megan on line?
Megan, we're going to be off phone lines. Here we go.
Hello, is that you, Steve?
Yeah, it's me, Steve.
Steve, it's so great to talk to you again.
Yeah, well, actually, the sentiment is not shared.
Oh my God, did you get your invite?
No, I didn't actually get an invite, Megan. And I don't know if you remember, but when I was a gaffer, I had a pastrami sandwich that I put in the shared staff fridge and I put the name Steve on it and I said, I wrote on a piece of tape, do not eat.
Wow.
And I don't know if you remember.
Are you feeling safe, Megan?
No, alright?
No, because I don't eat, we eat catered food that we didn't, I don't go anywhere near the staff.
I had bought this specifically from home.
We're going to have to let you go. Steve.
Yeah,
Steve. The
really
point is, she ate my pastrami sandwich.
Thank you, Steve.
Hey, guys.
Guys,
I just want to say.
Yeah.
I hate that sandwich.
What the fuck, whoa. Megan?
Oh, my God.
Whoa. Oh, my God.
You're right, Megan. All along, Rose. She is a
She's
snake.
A fucking
She's
a
snake.
Snake. Snake.
We need a help episode. But can we give please? This is a crossover episode, so I guess it's gonna go out on both of our.
We both own this.
We both own this.
So,
we need this.
So don't you say thanks for being guests on your podcast.
Yeah, this is ours as much as yours.
If the movie rights get made to this podcast,
It'll break this crossover part.
Ep. If they make a movie about this crossover ep, who will play who?
Oh my God.
Oh, great question.
Oh, wow.
Okay,
right,
very
so
quickly.
Played by Meghan Markle.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right. After she's divorced Harry and she's coming back to
Texas. Yes, for sure.
Post Gold Coast trip.
Yeah.
Alice will be played by Ronda Rousey, former wrestler.
Wow. Yeah, that's awesome. This is a low budget. This is a low budget film.
Eli.
Monster.
Eli will be played by Frankie Muniz. It's a huge comeback.
And Chris will be played by Frankie Grande in his first feature film role.
I don't know who that is.
Ariana Grande's brother. He's a social media influencer.
Maybe you guys should do a podcast together. Me and Chris should go and get real life. Because we live in the
go
real
fuck
world.
On a trampoline.
Yeah, we're going to fuck on a fucking trampoline. Jesus Christ. If you're listening to this on our feed, the Bone is the Heart, please go to the Male Gaze podcast and subscribe if you're not already subscribed and listen to their wonderful episodes of the, whatever
let's
they
are. Be
you
real,
know.
You're probably listening to this on the Male Gaze Network, in which case, go over and help out these.
Help out these girls.
Network.
They
we
need
are
it.
On demand
soon. We don't want you.
We're on demand.
And now go check out Bones of the Heart. I'm featuring up and comers Rose Mutterfeel and
please
Alice
Sneddon,
a comedian.
Rate and subscribe. Goodbye.
I'm sorry, Mom. It's not a phase.